this section of the pre-show description for Commonwealth Shakespeare Company's online reading of The Tempest, I will tell you about locations in the play, the backgrounds being employed, and other visual conventions. The play takes place first on a ship in the midst of a terrible storm, a tempest, then on an island. There is no full set to describe, we'll get to that next year. Instead, throughout the performance, one image fills the screen as a backdrop. It is a still photo showing the dark blue open water of an ocean. Tiny swells and ripples model its surface. Superimposed over this calm sea are video boxes showing each of the actors who appear in a given scene. Each box is surrounded by a thin frame of the light teal blue used in CSC's logo. Within that frame, each character's name appears in the bottom left corner in high contrast white on teal text. Inside their individual boxes, the actors appear from the shoulders up with a beige or white cloth hanging behind them to form a neutral background. Also, the boxes change size and position on screen based on the number of characters in a scene, the relationships between them, and which characters have power over others. For example, in scenes where Prospero has side conversations with Ariel that other characters can't see or hear, Ariel appears in a smaller box above and overlapping his master's. When Ariel is secretly listening in on conversations or manipulating characters, he will pop up in one corner of the screen or another and off to the side. When goddesses come to oversee a ceremony, they appear in larger boxes arrayed across the top of the window, with all the earthbound characters assembled below. Sometimes characters give the illusion of passing props or clothing to each other. One actor will hold up an item in their window and move it out of view. Then the second actor will hold up something similar, starting from an area of their window roughly corresponding to its exit path from the first window. Examples of items that get passed include alcohol bottles, a log, and items of clothing.